Hi, everybody. Time for your two-minute drill. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us. On this Monday, it's a day of reflection and correction for the Cleveland Browns, reflecting back to what happened in the opener. How did it get away 31-10, the Jets pounding the Browns in game one of the regular season? Correction, and there's a lot to correct. But basically, the numbers that have to be eradicated go like this. 12 penalties, way too many. 5 turnovers that turned into 21 points for the Jets. Those are the numbers that were discouraging and have to turn around the other way come Sunday when the Browns take on the Tennessee Titans in the home opener for Game 2 of the regular season. The Browns probably approach Game 2 preparing Johnny Manziel to start. Josh McCown with a concussion and in the concussion protocol system right now. So whether or not he'll be able to play very much in question, Manziel should get ready to start in the home opener come Sunday. The Tennessee Titans, what an interesting story. Marcus Mariota, his debut in Game 1 as the starting quarterback for the Titans, went brilliantly against the other rookie phenom quarterback, Jameis Winston of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From Mariota on the road, 4 touchdown passes and a win. So he'll come into Cleveland as the hot topic, topic number one that the Browns are going to have to control, a very cool rookie quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner out of the University of Oregon. And the Titans have to remember 1 year ago when the Browns went down to Tennessee and stole a game from them. Remember, the greatest come-from-behind victory by a road team ever in NFL history. The Browns were trailing in the game 28-3 and came back and won the football game. So it's a big week for the Browns. They can really wipe out a bad taste in their mouth and a bad taste for the fans, too, if they can turn it around Sunday and at home beat the Tennessee Titans. That's your two-minute drill. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for stopping by. ClevelandBrowns.com.